This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. And we're going to kick things off with Foodie Friday. Our guest, you'll recognize her, is the person behind the Lemon Tree Cafe in downtown Juneau, Mei Wu. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. We miss you and miss Juneau a lot.
Well, we miss you too. That's for sure. And our listeners, if they've never been to the Lemon Tree Cafe downtown, sort of near Wells Fargo or the Baranoff Hotel, you were on Juno Afternoons Foodie Friday back in December, and you taught us how to make a smashed cucumber salad, which was absolutely delicious. So thank you for that. And it's really nice to have you back. I was thinking today we could talk about what the last couple of weeks have been like for you as a restaurant owner, what the future looks like. And you are going to teach us how to cook typhoon fried shrimp. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. Yeah. Pandemic time for the whole earth, not just us in hard time. So we are making a challenge to reopen and when and how to operate without making a loss after reopen. So it's a challenge time, but we will be there. We are still here. We miss the peoples. We miss the customer. We love the communities.
Yeah. Mei Wu, before we talk about the Lemon Tree, can we talk about you for a second? I want to learn more about where you are from and how you characterize the style of cooking that you do.
Yes. I was born in Vietnam. So I returned to China when I was 3 years old due to the politics reason. Then I grew up in China. I finished my career. And then I moved to United States, live in LA, but fell for business. I moved to Alaska because I have an aunt here who's operating a small business in town. So I work here and I met my husband and I stay here and then finish a job degree and then start to work and then open a Lemon Tree Cafe.
All right.
Long story short.
If somebody's never been to the cafe, how would you describe your style of cooking?
Well, because I was born in Vietnam, raised in China, but my home actually was in between the country. So it's right at the border. So our food was mixed with Vietnamese crews and Chinese crews. We are famous with sour, spicy dishes. So my cafe, I want to have a place that have unique memory for people who never been to those two countries. So that's what I have it open. And plus, spicy, it's good for Juneau's weather.
I can attest to that. In all disclosure, I am a big fan and spend many a lunchtime at your cafe. So I'm looking forward to having it back open. Tell us some of the challenges. I know that you and fellow restaurants have been facing a lot of challenges in the last weeks. What have some of those challenges been for you?
Well, the first is a pandemic. It's global, so we are not one exemption. Another reason we cannot have it open immediately because the employees we have, they are both seniors. It's high risk to have them back to work as normal hours. And it's also not easy for them to handle wearing masks for like 8 hours a day and not contacting the other peoples or take off their mask. So that's one of the reasons we still remain calm and hanging there. And hopefully then once things slow down, we will be able to have them back again. Okay. And our future is harder than before because we lack of a cruise ship member comes in and the weather is warmer this year. So our hot food dishes might be limited in sales amount. So it's hesitating to have it reopen to make a bigger loss or stay here, but just pay a small loss.
And I think you were telling me earlier in an email that you might be working on a new menu. Is that true?
Yes, I am developing a new menu, only like a fewer items, and then that will require less cooking skills, but still delicious and require less inventory to be in stock.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Any guesses when you might open?
My first plan is after the kids finish their school so that I can help in the kitchen.
All right. So end of May-ish, something like that?
Yes, that's my plan.
Okay. Well, like I said, we'll look forward to that. And today it is Foodie Friday, and you sent me a recipe for Typhoon fried shrimp. And listeners, you also sent me a video. You can see Mei Wu's handwritten recipe if you go to ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. And you can click on today's post. You'll see Mei Wu's name there. And you can see the recipe for Typhoon fried shrimp. And also, Mei Wu made a video, I think last night, a custom video for us. So thank you very much of you making Typhoon fried shrimp. It looks delicious. Will you tell our listeners about what they can expect with this dish?
Okay. It's not spicy. It's a crunchy. And it's good for garlic fans. And everybody has known by research, garlic is good for health. So this dish is actually is a deep fried items and mixed with some crunchy garlic. And I think Juno people will love them more because we have a lot of fresh and high class seafood in town.
Got it. On a scale of like one being super easy to five being difficult, is this an easy or hard dish?
It's an easy dish, but top famous.
Okay. So I saw the shrimp that you were using. They almost looked like Alaska spot prawns. Would those work? What did you use?
The video I made was a bit spot prawn, but I don't recommend use spot prawn.
Okay.
It's better to have the pink shrimp or strip shrimp, which is a smaller size and the shell is more soft, or easy peel shrimp.
All right. And I'll just...
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. I'll let you take it. Why don't you describe to our listeners how to make it?
Okay. We need to prepare the ingredients first. And since it costs shrimp, then of course we have to have shrimp. As I described earlier, I like use medium-sized easy peel shrimp or pink shrimp or strip shrimps. I normally cook about 1 pound or about 3/4 pounds each time. So the main ingredient, as I said, is a garlic fans dishes. So we need a lot of minced garlic, at least 1.5 cup. But I normally use 1 cup. I'm a fan of a garlic. And breadcrumbs. This help dishes to show like, it's a lot of garlic, but it's not. It's a great breadcrumbs. Then chopped red chili pepper. This just add additional flavor and color to the dish. It's not a required item, but it's better to have it. And cooking wine, soy sauce, salt, white pepper powder, black pepper powder, sugar, green onion, grated ginger, and sesame oil. So these are the basic items each kitchen will have. So it's a simple dish. How about to start right now?
Yeah, sounds good. What would you guesstimate total cooking from preparation to eating time would be with this dish?
Less than 20 minutes.
Nice. Okay, so we have all those ingredients ready. And again, listeners, this recipe is at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon for today's post. Check it out. What do we do next, Mei Wu?
Okay, let's start to mix the shrimp with cooking wine and white pepper powder, only 3 items. We mix well and marinate about 15 minutes just to have the flavor get into the shrimp. And after the 15 minutes, dry the marinade juice using paper towel. Okay. Then the second step is you sprinkle the cornstarch and mix well. Make sure the powder stick well on each piece of shrimp. This helps when you deep fry the shrimp to make it crispy. Right. Then start to deep fry the shrimps. I use a little oil, not a lot. So 1 cup of vegetable oil, heat it up to about 300 degrees. And I add shrimp slowly and fry it in high temperature. Until the crispy outside, then this will take about 3 minutes. Then I take it out and set aside. And after that, I use another wider pan. Then I use medium heat, heat up little oil, saute ginger, garlic, chopped green onion, chopped chili pepper. And when you smell the wonderful flavor come out, then I add the bread crumbs. The breadcrumbs will turn golden color very soon, so be careful about it. So I stir fry about 1 to 1.5 minutes. So when I see the breadcrumb start to turn golden, I lower the heat and add the shrimp back. So I mix and stir fry the fried shrimp. Just stir it and mix well, then it's ready to serve.
Wow.
How it is.
I'm ready. I'm ready tonight to eat this. Sounds so delicious. Wow. What is something that you might have on the side with this, or do you have this alone?
Well, actually, we do not need any sauce. Okay? We do not need any sauce. And this you can serve as appetizer dishes or the main dishes up on the table. But it's good for party.
All right. This looks delicious. Typhoon fried shrimp. Is this possibly going to be on the new menu? Or is this something that just is special for us to cook this weekend?
Just for this weekend. In the future, I might think about a seafood restaurant, and then we'll add this dishes, of course.
All right. So let's see. Let me see if I can recap this right. We want about 3/4 of a pound to a pound of easy peel shrimp or pink shrimp or striped shrimp. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. And then we want about 1 cup of minced garlic, about 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs. We want about 1 teaspoon of chopped red chili pepper, 2 tablespoons of cooking wine, a teaspoon of soy sauce, a little salt to taste, white pepper, about 1 teaspoon, black pepper powder, another teaspoon, sugar, teaspoon optional, green onion chopped, teaspoon optional, about 1 teaspoon of grated ginger optional, and sesame oil, about 1 teaspoon of that optional. I like all these options in your recipes, Mei Wu. So this looks like a lot of fun. And like you said, it takes about 20 minutes from start to finish.
Yes.
All right.
It's easy.
Sounds good. So again, listeners, if you want to check out this recipe, go to kto.org/JunoAfternoon. You know, Mei Wu, I've been asking a lot of our listeners or a lot of our guests these last couple weeks on Juno Afternoon, what they're doing to make healthy choices, or what they're doing with their time these days. May I ask you, what are some strategies or healthy choices you've found in the last couple weeks?
Well, it's a time good for family to be together again on the dinner table, because we have not been on the same dinner table for a while due to conflict work schedules, and the kids are home. Then I have more time to review their homework. Of course, sometimes get frustrated a little bit, but I spend a lot of time making sewing masks for the community.
Okay. So that's been an activity of yours as well. I see.
Yes. Yes. I love to do that.
Got it. Mei Wu, where is the best place to find Lemon Tree Cafe online? Is it your Facebook page or something different?
We do have an online menu listing company that help us to place order. However, I have it invisible because we're not currently taking any order. So it's mkt.com/lemontreecafe.
Okay. mkt.com/lemontreecafe.
Yes.
All right. And I found you on Facebook as well. And you're thinking that maybe at the end of May, you'll be able to open up.
Yes, that's our plan. And I look forward to serving Juno again, and we miss our customer a lot.
All right. Well, we miss you, and we look forward to seeing you, and glad to hear your voice, and glad to hear you're well. Thank you for our recipe of typhoon fried shrimp that we can try this weekend. You helped me pick out a song that I was playing before we went on the air, and I'll play the rest of it now. Can you tell us about the song and why you like it?
Okay, the songs catch my eyeball or my hearings when I'm looking for a music with my dish. The song was by Yoga Lin, and the meaning of the word is, hey, boys, what to eat? What you see is what you eat. What you eat is what you get. It's better to have than nothing.
I love it. Mei Wu, thank you so much for your time today. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Only one great wish is wish all the Earth people are healthy and stay safe, and hope Juno is back to normal, and we miss you a lot.
All right, Mei Wu, thank you so much.
We thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend.